realizes this body, this image he realizes, I'm so alive, the spiritual identity. He also realizes Krishna's roop, bone, lila, etc. Kapil Dev is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, said, the way the stream of Ganga River flows towards the ocean, just by hearing my qualities, his mind is always attracted or attached towards me. A type of bhakti is called Nirguna Bhakti. The sadhak, Jagrati sadhak, and waking, sleeping, or deep sleep also, is meditating on the Lord Sri Krishna, the heartbroken. In waking state, generally a person's mind may be veered towards a material object, but a Jagrati sadhak, his mind does not deviate towards any material sense object. In the waking stage, the eyes, ears, nostrils, the other external senses, they remain conscious and active, but a Jagrati sadhak is always remembering, meditating on the Lord. Although for ordinary people in this world, everything may seem real of this world, but that his desires do not seem to be true. In deep sleep, his five senses are also remaining light and conscious. That's why his mind is also not meditating on the material object. Now the mind is being restricted, meditating on the material sense object. And he enters, his mind enters into the subtle kingdom. In the subtle mind he enters now. Whatever mind sees in the waking state, in sleeping also he remembers or meditates on the same thing. Whatever he's seeing in waking state, or whatever he has seen earlier, those same things he meditates on when he's sleeping, a general person. But for Jagrati sadhak, in dream also, like other Goswamis is described, all the time they are having darshan of Radha and Krishna. In deep sleep, that in the gross senses, the mind, intelligence, all of them, false ego also is sleeping, or it is inactive in deep sleep. The gross senses, they are all inactive in deep sleep. Means it is very blissfully sleeping, resting, no worries. Or he has no worries in this stage. But for Jagrati sadhak, even in deep sleep also, he remains meditating on the Lord. Suppose an ordinary person loses consciousness, he will not remember anything. He becomes like senseless. But Jagrati sadhak, in that condition also, through his soul, he is serving the Lord. meditates on the Lord through his mind, through his subtle senses, also he is serving the Lord. We have this. Oh, I am this body and mata, just that, oh, this wealth is mine, this is my son, my wife, my home, etc. These two tendencies me and mine, these remain prominent in general people, but the Brahmagyani the Jnanis, they burn the fire of Jnan, they burn these two tendencies that they themselves think we Brahma, Brahman. We don't have our own individual identity. As it merged in the Brahma. And what? Jyotrati Sadat? He attained the realization of the spiritual identity, or comes to realize it, he comes to realize the spiritual identity of it. Either he is a Shanghata, Das, and all those things that are connected to Krishna, he comes to realize those things. This is the difference between the materialist people and the sadhana.
A
sacred spiritual identity, person comes to realize it, and then he performs the limbs of a Krishna, etc. That time the spiritual identity, in this age, Guru Dev gives him his spiritual identity. Before this, he may get some mentally concocted spiritual identity, and definitely such a person is going to fall down. So the Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Jayavadharma also, he has described all these things. In the heart of Jatrati Sadhak, naturally, his spiritual identity is realized. Who am I? It becomes so matured, his spiritual entity in his heart, for a Jatrati Sadhak, he even forgets the external consciousness of his body. This is me, this body, like Narayan Maharaj, I will forget. What? That spiritual identity, that is eternal spiritual identity, all the time, he remains conscious and never he forgets it for us. Okay. Is not any stage which he has not described in his statements. All these stages he has described. For Jatrati Sadhak, now his positiveness towards the body is mostly lost. When he attains complete freedom from this material entity, then he attains fame. Such a devotee will always keep such moods hidden, but when Jatrati appears in his heart, all the symptoms, he tries to hide, but he is not able to hide. Those who understand Bhakti Tattva, they will understand his stages, but other people think of him as foolish, crazy, mad. What are the symptoms of such a doctor? Shantira Vrindakala from Shri Goswami Pada himself. In these words,
Jagat
Dividing bud of pain arises in his heart. Rati appears. This is the symptom. These are the symptoms of such a person. What? Shanti. A cause may be present because obstacles are disturbing in his life. Still, he is not disturbed. His mind does not deviate through any material acts. He doesn't waste a single second except for chanting or meditating on the limbs of Bhakti, Shravan, Kirtan, Smaran, Bhagavan, etc. His mind is always at the fore. 1 second also, his mind or activities does not go towards any material activity. Virakti means enjoyment of the senses like touch or hearing of the material objects. He loses all, he has all attachment towards these things. This is Virakti. He is having, having all the qualities, but still he remains without any pride. This is Manshunyata. Definitely I will attain the Lord. Definitely I will attain perfect. With this hope, is...
Your call is disconnected.
Attachment to Vasudvasthali, he always likes to reside in the past temple of Lord Vrindavan, Vrinda, Vartana, etc., all these places. If he is not able to reside physically, still by mind, he wants to reside in these places. He has this desire. These are symptoms. By all the symptoms, one can understand. But how will understand who himself is Sattvajnani? Let's take Uttam Bhagavat. Only he can understand.
So the body you will achieve Rati Obama in here called Jarati Sara. It is said to Baba Leela Kata will always go in his mind in an unbroken chain like money flowing from a jar. He senses Swastika. That is the past and the Krishna flowing in his heart continuously. And he is remembering the Krishna at the stage of Dhruva Anusmriti. He's not growing even for a moment. The jiva has three stages of consciousness. Wakefulness, dreaming, and deep sleep. But the sadhana in the stage of bala, always experiences Krishna in these three stages, means he is always beyond them. Even for 1 second, he does not forget his sever to Sri Krishna. In the stage of Mahamati, he realizes his spiritual body or his inner deha. From Sri Kandala, the third chapter of Bhagavatam has said, Ma Guna Sutta Matrina, Mai Sarva Mahasi, Manogate, Avishna Gata Kamnam Sam Amuda. Like the Ganga flows towards the ocean in an unbroken stream, in the same way, the devotee who is practicing Nirguna Bhakti, their remembrance of me also grows continuously. In that state where Rati is not awoken, Ajahn Bhakti Sarat, in the three stages of consciousness, wakefulness, sleep and dreaming stage, we still forget Krishna. But in the state of Raja Yoga, no forgetfulness, despite these two main three stages. The state, the sadhaka is not experienced, Rati. There are five Gyanindriya, there are five senses of hearing, smell, taste, and touch, etc. Always run towards the objects of the senses. But the Jhanarami sadhaka, their senses always run towards the Sadhaka of Sri Krishna. In an awakened state. In this unique state, even though the five Gyanindriya are not working, still the mind is enjoying, the mind is functioning. The mind, or the subtle body, of the mind intelligence and false self, experience everything, or dream of everything that they experience in the past or in the present. What we have seen in the past, we think of in a dream. So the devotee, the Jhanarami Sadhak, even though Mahabhati has awakened, even in dreams, they never contemplate material objects. Rather, they always have darshan of Sri Radha and Krishna. I see Radha Karanamaka Das Goswami, Shantay Radha Govindade. And the third state of consciousness, Sutta, means my unconsciousness when you sleep, when you don't dream of anything. At that time, in the sadhaka of the Mahabhati has not awoken, the gross and subtle bodies are not functioning, there is no remembrance. But still, the devotee of the Mahabhati has arisen. Even in such a state of susupta avastha, still even then he remembers Krishna. When all these times fall unconscious, they cannot remember anything. But the Jhanarami Sadhak, even if they fall unconscious, still they remember Krishna's name, form, qualities, and pastimes. The Sadhaka of Bhavati has no awoken, or a conditioned soul, always thinks in terms of I and mine. They have a choice of avastha. For what is related to this body, they think this body is me. The jnani, the impersonal, these two perceptions of I and mine are completely dissolved in the fire of Brahmajnana. But the devotee has said above, these two, I and mine, are completely related to Krishna. In terms of I, he thinks in terms of me to the truth. I am a servant of Krishna, Dalton, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhu. And my only in relationship to Krishna and that which is related to Krishna. Krishna is mine, everything related to Krishna is also mine. In the state of Bhavati, the devotee has a complete realization of he sees a deha. He's perfected spiritual body. The devotee has his own realization and Guru also gives some help at that stage. If you speculate about this, if you are still in the heart before you awake to the Bhavati, you will fall down. Therefore, in Bhavati, the devotee is completely perfect. And he is completely forget his bodily identification. I am Sannyasi, I am Brahmachari, I am anything. In fact, 25 days, he only remembers his real identity, his Siddha Deha. Tapa Vantagraha says, Rasakopi Bhava, Vaivya, Swadhan, Anya Bhava, Nanagiva. I forget all other identities and only remember my identity as a gopi. Srila Bhaskar Thakur has described everything. There is nothing he has left undescribed. In the state of Bhavati, the devotee tries to conceal his Radhi or his Bhava Krishna. But he cannot conceal everything. Those who do not understand what is Bhakti, they think he is mad or foolish. But the devotee understands devotion. They can see these nine symptoms in the Jhanarami Sadhaka. Shanti, Antakala, Virat, Man, Sudhita, Asamata, Samukhita, Sadhikana, Namamachi, Shankar, Shankarana, Karani, Matsi, Priti, Shankar, Pesari. These nine symptoms are seen, and only the devotee who is expert in Bhakti can see them in the Jhanarami Sadhaka. Shanti means, even though there are so many causes, so many reasons to be disturbed by lust or greed or anger, still, despite many causes being present, the devotee is not disturbed. And the colored one means he never wastes a second. Apart from the hearing of chanting and remembering the glory of the Hare Guru Vaishnava, they never perform any other activity. Thereafter, they are completely detached Because they have no false ego, they have a great goal. I want to achieve Bhagavan. I want to achieve perfection. Samukhasta. They're very enthusiastic, very greedy to achieve Sri Krishna. Sadhana Karuchi. They always have so much taste in chanting the name of Krishna. For the pastime or the describing the living in Krishna. Krishna has not been like. They always like to say that. Places where Krishna performed his pastimes, like Govardhan or Vrindavan. And if for some reason they are outside of Vrindavan, they always remember Vrindavan within their mind. Sri Rupa Goswami has described these are the nine symptoms of the devotee in the stage of Bhagavan.
Rakti Ekamam Bhurra. Ye Bhutte Tarki. Shukam Kapha.
Very, very rare.
কিন্তু আমাদের ভিতরে যে রয়েছে
A person with a seed of the beast, which I'm seeing, remains quite prominent. Very difficult to hear such a person. By the lens of the bhakti, by sadhan, he may attain this state. He's aiming towards Rati with all the functions of his life, all the limbs of Bhakti. He's aiming towards Rati, Mahabhakti. He is realizing by Shravan Kirtan and by following Agano Bhakti. The Raghunu Goswami under the parampara of Mahaprabhu
Prapatya
doesn't mean that it is going to appear something new, something like it is there, the spiritual entity in yourself. But you have to realize that Sakya, Vatsalya or Madhurya, some spiritual entity is there in every living entity. Brahma Vahdi Sakya is completely a devotee by sadhana and bhajan, by his functions of his bodily activities. How do you perform your shravan, etc.? I can't. If the tongue was not there, you cannot perform. If the ears were not there, you cannot perform. If the mind is not there, you cannot meditate. These senses are all material. But then, through these material senses, still he performs sadhan, and he in his heart, that he appears in his heart, this is called sadhak. Trying to all these functions of this and then your life will be successful.
So hearing all this, we can imagine how rare is Bhagavan. But one thing we should know is that really, this Nityasid Bhagavan, our eternal blessing, devotion towards Krishna, is already inside of us. Our Siddhaya is there. That eternal moon is there. And the person, the devotee who uses his senses to achieve this Bhagavan or Rati, that person is a real star. Therefore, if there is really such a person, such a man, if it's such a man, the devotee who uses their external senses to achieve this nitya bhav, that person is called the sadhak. Therefore, keeping this bhav bhakti as our goal, we should perform shravan, kirtan, and smaran. Following the process given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of Raja Yoga Sadhana. A person who does this is a real sadhak. Therefore, every single one of us has
as one of these emotions of Satya, Satya, Pansatya, or Madhura, there within us. It is eternally there. The Brahma body, by Shri Mukti, they desire to give up this body, leave this body. But if you have no body, are you to sadhana? If you have no tongue, you cannot hear. If you have no ears, you cannot hear. If you have no mind, you cannot think. Then how you will perform sadhana? How you will do bhajan to achieve bhava-bhakti? Yes, the devotees are not like the Brahma-bhakti. The devotees, we use our senses in the process of sadhana to achieve nati, and then we can be called sadhana. If by doing this parakram, this mood has entered into our heart, then our parakram is complete.
Today our long topic is finishing. Tomorrow, Purnima, we have completed today by night, we will finish tomorrow. Whatever rules and regulations we have been following for following topic month, we will finish today. Our Panda, who has taken us to all these holy places, I want that. That Panda, I should give him some Pranami I want to offer him. No. You have given some gold and etc. Maybe your money is also finished. But whoever has some debt, all of them, the Panda of this course is very generous and he is also serving our mutt and our devotees in many ways. That's why you will give something English.
That now our Bhakta is going to be created. So, I request you all to give something of Patrani. It is very simple and generous and he always helps me.
Together, I have to go to the
Your call is disconnected. To make any further calls, please disconnect.